you like to be able to raise private money without asking for money? Jay Connor, a nationally renowned real estate investor, will tell us how. So Jay, please tell us, how can entrepreneurs raise private money for their property deals without asking for it?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Oh, my lands, Lily, thank you so much for inviting me to come along and be a guest here with you on your show. I'm so excited and passionate to talk about private money because ever since I started raising private money in 2009, I've never missed out on a deal for not having the money. So in answer to your question, how in the world do you get all this private money? How have I gotten all this private money without ever asking for money? Well, here's the way it works. You see, I now have 47 individuals, people that are investing in my deals, loaning me money in my real estate deals. I never asked any of them for money. And here's what's interesting. Not one of these private lenders, Lily, ever heard of private money until I told them about it. So how do I do it? I put on my teacher hat, which says private money teacher. And I just go about teaching people, ordinary people like you and me, what private money is, how they can get high rates of return safely and securely. And as I said, all 47 of my private lenders never heard about private money. They never heard about self-directed IRAs. So I went about teaching them about it and never asking. So how do I get my deals funded without pitching? You know, Lily, I've never pitched a real estate deal to get it funded. So here's the secret sauce. Let me pull the curtain back and reveal exactly how it works. Here's the answer. You see, I separate the conversation between teaching the opportunity to be a private lender and having a deal for them to fund. So first, I expose them to the opportunity. I might do it one-on-one. I might do it at a private lender luncheon where I have 20 people there and I feed them lunch and I tell them about it, right? And then they tell me how much they've got to work with. And then I get my deals funded without ever asking for money. Lily, if I may, I'll share a short story as to how I got my very first private lender without asking for money. And then the exact script as to how I get my deals funded without asking for money. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. So here's how I got my first $500,000 in private money without asking for money. So I had just been cut off from the banks back in January 2009. I'd been in this business for 6 years, 2003 to 2009. And I lost my line of credit at the local bank in the midst of the global financial crisis. So the first thing I did was put my program together that I was going to offer and teach as to how people can get high rates of return safely and securely. So here's how I got my first $500,000 without asking for money. It was on a Wednesday night at 7:30. My wife, Carol Joy, and I, we live here in Morehead City, North Carolina, small town. We've been going to church, to the Church of Christ on Barber Road, for a number of years. And so I walked into the church building in the foyer at 7:30 at night on Wednesday night, and I was looking for a gentleman named Wayne. I walked up to Wayne. Wayne and I had known each other for a number of years. And I walked up to Wayne and I said, "Wayne, I'd like to visit with you confidentially after Bible study, if you've got a few minutes." He said, "Sure." So we got together after Bible study. We walked down to the nursery. I shut the door and I said, "Wayne," here's the exact script. Here's exactly what I said to Wayne. I said, "Wayne, you know everybody in this town." And he did. He was the original Zenith television dealer in Morehead City, North Carolina. Now, if you don't remember, who the Zenith television dealer was. That means you're too young, like Lily, to remember life before Walmart came to town. Before Walmart, you got your television from the Zenith television dealer. He'd sell it to you, finance it, repair it. Well, Wayne Beasley, he was the Zenith television dealer. And I told him, I said, Wayne, you know everybody in this town. You put a TV in everybody else's house. And here's the magic phrase, Lily. I said, Wayne, I need your help. Powerful phrase. I said, Wayne, I need your help. I said, when you run across somebody that's complaining about the stock market and losing money in the stock market and the volatility of the stock market and not making any money to speak of in the local bank and a CD, would you refer them to me? Because I now have opened up my real estate investing business by referral only, and I'm now paying insane high rates of return to my investors. Would you refer them to me? Well, what do you think Wayne said? Wayne said, well, now, Brother Jay, what you got going on there? I said, well, are you saying you might be interested, Wayne? He said, well, I might be interested. I said, why is that? He said, well, I'm losing money in the stock market. I'm not making any money in the local bank. What kind of interest rate are you paying there, Jay? I said, well, that sort of depends on the deal. I said, what sounds high to you? He said, well, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6%. He was earning 3% in the local bank. I said, Wayne, I can't pay you 5 or 6%, but I can pay you 8%. He said, put me down for $250,000. And so the next day on Thursday afternoon, I went to his and his wife's home and I taught the private lending opportunity. I put on my teacher hat and I'm leading with a servant's heart. I'm not chasing, begging, selling, persuading. I'm teaching the opportunity as to what private money is all about. And you know what's interesting, Lily? After two cups of coffee, that $250,000 became $500,000. And that was with no deal attached to it. Here's a writer downer. Desperation has got a smell to it. The worst time to be raising private money is when you need it for a deal. So I didn't talk about any deals. I just talked about the opportunity. And then, Lily, I'm going to share the exact script as to how I get the deal funded without pitching the deal. Then I'm going to turn it back to you, because after all, this is not my show. So here's the exact script as to how I get my deals funded without pitching the deal. Lily, let's hypothetically suppose that you and I have known each other for a good while. We're good friends. And let's also suppose I've told you about the private lending program and you like it. And let's also suppose that you've got $150,000 in a former 401k at a former employer and you don't like what's happening over there. So I've taught you the program. You know the interest rate is 8%. You know how you can get your money back early in case of an emergency. You love the program. And let's also suppose you've told me you got $150,000 over there in that account. So I've introduced you in this example to my self-directed IRA company that I recommend. Let's suppose you've moved that $150,000 over to the self-directed IRA company, and you're now waiting for me to put your money to work. So here's the exact script, Lily, that I call you up with to get my deal funded. Here's the script. I call up Lily. She answers the phone. We have a little chit chat. And then I say, Lily, I got great news for you. I can now put your money to work. I've got a house under contract in Newport, North Carolina, adjacent here to Morehead City. The after repaired value on that house is $200,000. Now, the funding required for the deal is $150,000. That matches up to what you've got at the self-directed IRA company. Now, closing's going to be next Friday. You'll need to have your money wired to my real estate attorney's trust account by next Thursday. I'm going to have my real estate attorney email you the wiring instructions. That's the end of the conversation. The most stupid thing I could do is ask Lily, do you want to fund the deal? Of course she wants to fund the deal. And here's three reasons why Lily is ecstatic about funding this deal. Number one, Lily trusted me to move her $150,000 of retirement money over to the self-directed IRA company that I recommended. Secondly, Lily knows I'm not going to bring a deal for her to fund that doesn't match the criteria of the program that I've already taught her. And thirdly, Lily's ecstatic to fund my deal because Lily's not going to make any money until I put her money to work. I'm ethically bound to invest Lily's money because of what I promised her. So just to unpack that, I didn't ask Lily for any money. I taught her the program. She liked it. I introduced her to the self-directed IRA company, and I promised her I'd put her money to work, and I followed through, and I gave her the good news phone call. All that without ever asking anybody for money.
Thank you. Do you not find that people give you some sort of objections? Like, don't they have like a lot of questions about what about this, what about that, what about the other, and how am I going to do this and this kind of thing?
Yes, they always have questions, and that's important to know what to teach. So I teach them 20 different points of the program, how they're protected. I don't borrow unsecured money. I secure their loan with the real estate that I'm buying. They get a deed of trust. That's here in North Carolina. Most states call it a mortgage. So I'm collateralizing the note. If I don't pay them, the property does. I name them on the insurance policy as a mortgagee. So if the house burns down, they get paid first because insurance companies pay mortgagees, private lenders, before they pay me. I name the private lender on the title insurance policy as an additional insured. So typically, Lily, by the time I teach the program to a new potential private lender, I've pretty much always covered all the questions that they ask. But of course, if they have any questions, we're glad to answer that as well. What I've discovered, I got 47 private lenders right now, Lily. Not one of them ever heard of private money, private lending, or self-directed IRAs until I put on my teacher hat and I taught them about it. But yeah, sometimes they have questions, but what I've discovered is by the time they listen and learn about how the program works, pretty much they're ready to go.
Thank you. What makes the difference between this kind of way of raising private money without asking for it and what everyone is doing in the market?
Oh, my lands, Lily. That's a great question. So what makes this so different of using private money like this in contrast to traditional ways to borrow money? You know, the traditional way to borrow money is you go to the local bank or the mortgage company or the hard money lender. So don't confuse hard money with private money. Hard money is typically a brokerage that has raised money for their fund from private lenders, and the hard money lender then loans that out to real estate investors. So that's all institutional money. And so the traditional way to borrow money, of course, is to go to them, fill out application, have your credit score pulled, financial statements. They're going to get an appraisal on the property, and you are applying for a mortgage. You're asking for a mortgage. Well, in this world of private money, there's no asking, no begging, no chasing, no pleading, no persuading. Instead of asking for a mortgage, we're offering a mortgage and offering the opportunity. As a result, we as the borrower, we are our own underwriter. We're our own underwriter for the deals. We set the interest rate. We set the frequency of payments. We set the length of the note as opposed to the lender traditionally. You know, the traditional way to borrow money is the entity or the person that's got the money makes the rules, but not in this world. We make the rules. We set the interest rate. We're offering the opportunity instead of applying or asking for a mortgage.
Thank you. How does this differ versus other private lenders that could come from your network, like in terms of like what other people do in terms of raising money from private lenders that they know? How does your method vary?
Yeah, great question. My method varies and is different because I'm leading with a servant's heart. I'm teaching people that have never been exposed to this world of private money. That's why we get to make the rules. Most other real estate investors, when they're raising private money, they're talking with people that are private lenders already. They're existing private lenders, and they have already loaned money out. Guess what? That is a negotiating conversation. The private lender is negotiating, and they're saying, well, here's what I'm accustomed to getting, 12%, 2 points, whatever. What's so different about that is when you're raising private money the way I raise private money, there is no negotiation. I'm not asking. I'm offering. Here's the program. And you know what? There's more money and there's more potential private lenders than there are deals. So that's the big distinction. The biggest distinction, borrowing from existing private lenders or institutional money, they make the rules or there's a negotiation. My way of raising private money, I make the rules, the borrower, you, the borrower makes the rules, and there is no negotiation.
Thank you. Tell us your 10 commandments for someone who would like to implement your method for raising private money without asking for it.
So the 10 methods, so you're looking for 10 steps?
Yes.
Well, there's not 10 steps. There's 5 steps. So here's the 5 steps. So it's easier than 10 steps, right? The first step on raising private money the way I do it is, first of all, first step, own the real estate between your ears. What in the world do I mean by that? I mean, own the mindset. Have the right mindset. Sometimes, Lily, people will say, well, I'm fearful of rejection. Well, guess what? Let me answer that fear with a question. How can you be rejected if you're not asking anybody for anything? You're simply teaching the opportunity. So that's the mindset, right? Know that you've got something that's going to make a difference in other people's lives. They need you more than you need them, because there's more private lenders available than there are deals. So again, is the mindset, leading with a servant's heart. That's the mindset. Number 2 step to raising private money the way I do, here's a writer downer. Know your program. Know what it is you're offering. Well, how do you know what you're offering? Well, I'd say just duplicate what's in my book. And because you're here on Lily's show, I'm going to give you my book for free, Where to Get the Money Now. In my book, I explain exactly what's the program that you offer. What's the interest rate? What's the frequency of payments? What's your maximum loan to after repaired value of a single family house? How can they get their money back in case of an emergency? How are you protecting them, right? So you want to know what it is you're teaching, obviously. You want to know what it is that you're offering. So you got the mindset right. Number 2, know your program. Next step, step number 3, is make your list. Well, what list am I talking about? Make your list from your contacts as to who are your top 44, and my book will teach you how to identify your top 44 potential private lenders that are already in your network. They're in your cell phone, social media, email contacts. So I can tell you where you start your list. You start your list by making a list of people that you have contact with that are retired, Well, why does that make such a good list? Because retired people, there's a good chance they have retirement funds, either in a 401k or in the stock market. And in today's market, odds are they're not happy with the returns they're getting. So you make your list, all right? The next step, step number 4, is simply invite those people to a private lender luncheon that you are going to host. You say, Jay, what in the world is a private lender luncheon? A private lender luncheon is where you invite people to a luncheon. You're going to pay for the lunch, and you're going to present to them and teach them the private lending program. You say, Jay, what's the private lending program? It's in the book. So you're going to teach the private lending program to the people at your luncheon. That's step number 4. They're going to give you a sheet they fill out, level of interest. And then step number 5, the money is in the follow-up. You're going to call them and thank them for attending the luncheon, and you're going to ask them for any feedback as to how you could have made the luncheon better. You're not going to ask for money. You're not going to ask them how interested they are in becoming a private lender. No, 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 no. You're going to ask them for their feedback as to how you could have made the luncheon better. And guess what? If they're interested or they're not interested, they're going to tell you without you even asking. Those are the first five steps to raising a lot of private money. My very first private lender luncheon, I raised $969,000 doing it exactly the way I'm saying.
Thank you. What are some good habits for entrepreneurs who want to raise money without asking?
Consistency. So what I mean by consistency is employ what I call the rule of five. The rule of five. Well, what in the world is the rule of five? I learned the rule of five from Jack Canfield. Jack Canfield is the co-author of the book series called Chicken Soup for the Soul that sold millions and millions and millions of books worldwide. Well, I've gone to many of Jack Canfield's trainings. In fact, I've become certified as a Jack Canfield trainer. And this rule of five principle I learned is this. At the end of your day, identify five things to implement tomorrow on your next business day that would move the needle and have a big impact on moving your business forward. So what did I do and what do I recommend? At the end of your business day, identify five people that you're going to reach out to and expose them to this world of private money. Now, in the book, Where to Get the Money Now, that I'll send you, I've got exact scripting in the book as to exactly what to say to them over the phone or what to say to them in the email or the text that you would send them. But that's it. 5 days a week, five people a day, that's 25 people a week. Reach out to them and expose them and introduce them to this world of private money.
Thank you. What else would you like entrepreneurs to know about raising money without asking for it?
So what else to know? I tell you the big thing to know, there's more money out here than there are deals. And so that's why you don't have to chase, beg, sell, try to persuade. Again, it's all about leading with a servant's heart, making a difference, making an impact, having on your teacher hat. And again, remember, you can't be rejected when you're not asking anybody for anything. And take action. Money's not going to show up for your real estate investing business until you implement. Knowledge is one thing, but walk across the bridge and implement what you will learn in the book that I mail to you.
What needs to happen in someone's energy, charisma, way of being so that they are secure in themselves enough to present the deals to these private money lenders in a confident, secure way so that they, project the right kind of like energy?
Practice, practice, practice. So what I recommend is learn the private lender program, right? I'll even supply you with a PowerPoint presentation that you can download to your laptop. And so take the presentation, take what it is you're teaching and practice it on friends and family. You only got to do that two or three times. And after you've practiced that presentation and you're teaching it, then now you're ready to, you'll have the confidence and now you're ready to actually share that with people in your warm market, people you have connections with. And that's important. Nobody's going to invest money with you until you are first confident in yourself.
Thank you. What are the worst mistakes entrepreneurs make when it comes to raising money?
Well, I've sort of answered that without you asking that question. So the mistake they make is they think that they're borrowing traditional money. They think they've got to apply. They think that the lender is making the rules. They think the private lender is setting the interest rate. And it's all opposite of that. Remember, we make the rules, we're offering the opportunity, and you're making a difference in their lives. I tell you, Lily, I don't know how many thank you notes that my wife, Carol Joy, and I have received in the mail from our private lenders talking about how we have changed their retirement years. We've got elderly private lenders that invest in our deals and loan us money. One in particular I'm thinking of wrote us a note saying, thank you for changing our retirement years. We have been able to visit and travel to see our grandchildren so much more than we would have been able to without your program. So that's just it. The opportunity is here to serve other people, and you're not chasing and begging, you're serving them. The biggest mistake is not having the right mindset.
Thank you. What needs to happen for you to become an investable person, like in terms of like your overall, like what you look like or the kind of like how you project yourself? What needs to happen there?
Well, it's ideal before you start borrowing private money, it's ideal for you to have some experience. And if you don't have your own experience to draw off of, then draw off of your previous experience. You know, you might have never done a real estate deal before in your life, but what else have you been successful in the past, right? You can leverage that experience that you've had previously. In addition to that, I recommend get a mentor, get a coach that has been in this world if you're just starting out, and leverage that relationship. When you have a mentor or a coach, you can honestly say, my business partner and I, let's say I'm your business partner. Let's say I'm your coach. Let's say Jay Connor is your private lending coach. Well, I've rehabbed over and flipped over 500 houses. You can honestly say my business partner has flipped over 500 houses in this space, and we work together on these deals. So join hips with somebody that's got the experience that you can leverage and share that story with a new potential private lender.
Thank you. Tell us three case studies of entrepreneurs who have implemented this formula for raising private money without asking for it, and what successes they've personally had.
Well, I'm thinking of Eric and Erica Carmadale. Eric and Erica Carmadale, they live in Poplarville, Mississippi, and they came to me a few years ago, I think exactly 4 years ago. We started working together. They started raising private money exactly like I do. And within 9 months, Eric quit his day job working for the railroad. And today they have over $4 million in private money that they just use from project to project. And then I'm thinking about Crystal. Crystal lives in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Crystal came to me and started working in this world of private money. She was a full-time physical therapist, occupational therapy, rather, I should say, and she oversaw multiple clinics. She had tried real estate investing on the side, but not much success. Anyway, 7 months after starting to work with me in this world of private money, she quit her day job. She was making multiple six figures a year, but hated her life because she had no life. And to date, she has over $5 million in private money, and she never misses out on a deal for not having the money. And then I think of another guy named Dan Cantilla. Last year, Dan Cantilla heard me on a podcast, and he asked me to mail my book to him, and I mailed my book to him, Where to Get the Money Now. I just talked to him earlier this year. He got my book. He read my book. And as of today, he has over $7 million in private money just from reading the book, Where to Get the Money Now.
Thank you. What's a good process to follow when it comes to due diligence so that the offer that you make to the private lenders makes sense?
Well, the important point is we close all of our deals, and you should close all of your deals with professionals. So here in North Carolina, it's real estate attorneys that actually do the closing on real estate. Texas as well. Most states use title companies. But it's important for your private lender to know and understand that, first of all the paperwork and documents is going to be prepared by your real estate attorney, And then when the closing happens, it's either by a title company or a real estate attorney. So it's professionals that handle all the closings to make sure the private lender is protected and is safe and secure.
Thank you. I was referring more like in terms of offering a deal that actually makes sense, you know, like a deal that will make the money that is kind of being promised.
Oh, I understand now. So yes, well, that's why it's important to teach the program up front. What's the maximum loan to value? 75% of the after repaired value. What's the length of the note? 2 years if it's just investment capital. What's the frequency of payments? I leave that up to the private lender. So back to the good news phone call, Lily. When I call the private lender to fund a deal, they know I'm bringing a deal to the table for them to fund that matches the criteria that I already taught them. So that's why I don't have to go into all the details of the private lending program. They already know that. They already know that. All they now need to know is, where's the property? What's the physical address of the property that's going to secure their note? The amount that they're loaning out in relation to the after repaired value and the date that that money needs to be wired. That's a key point. Keep everything simple, simple, simple.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you and find out more about this program of how to raise private money without asking for money.
Thank you, Lily. Well, I would love to give your audience my book, Where to Get the Money Now, subtitle, How and Where to Get Money for Your Real Estate Deals Without Asking for Money. I will priority mail the book to you. You can get it at Amazon for $20, but don't spend $20. Let me give you the book, just cover shipping and handling. That's a couple of bucks. I'm also going to include two tickets to my private money conference. That's an in-person conference. That's a $3,000 value. I'm going to include two tickets along with the book. You can pick up the book at www.jayconner.com/book. Now, I'm an ER, not an OR. ER stands for extra revenue. So again, that's jayconner.com/book. I'll rush it right out to you. In addition to that, come check out my podcast. I'm now in my 8th year of podcasting. My podcast is called Raising Private Money. Imagine that. Raising Private Money with Jay Conner. It's on all the podcast platforms. And twice a week, I have two shows a week. I'm always interviewing other real estate investors that have raised private money and how they go about raising private money. Come join the party, Raising Private Money with Jay Conner.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.